The controversial $400 billion Medicare overhaul approved by the Senate may provide a boost for the president as he prepares for re-election, but the plan received mixed reaction yesterday during the president's stop in Phoenix. Mark Moran, a member station KJZZ, reports.
Just a few hours after the Senate approved the bill, President Bush stepped to the podium in front of about 200 people at a Phoenix senior center and touted the program's benefits.
Make no mistake about it. It recognizes that the decision maker in this process should be you, the American consumer.
Following Mr. Bush's remarks, a handful of seniors gathered outside the center to discuss what they'd heard. Don Johnson, who turned 65 in March, praises the Bush administration for at least addressing the problem, while admitting he doesn't understand the complexities of the measure.
You know what's best for me is that I see it as a start. I don't understand every jot and tittle of it, but it's an issue. And I believe that the President and the Congress is recognizing it as an issue. And they're doing something about it, okay? And I appreciate that very much.
Joyce Hartman Walker has been paying up to $300 a month for prescription drugs since being hospitalized for a recent illness. She says she had to take drastic measures to reduce her out-of-pocket drug costs.
I decided, like some seniors, that I would try to save money on my prescriptions. So I tried taking them every other day, which a lot of seniors do try. I took my blood pressure and it was up to almost 200 over something. Scared me to death. Boy, I went in there and slapped that patch back on again. Right. So you can't take chances with it.
Dana Marie Kennedy led a protest of about a dozen people outside the senior center on behalf of the Alliance for Retired Americans.
In Arizona, we have fought this bill adamantly. We have had protest after protest after protest. And it's a sad day today when the winners are the pharmaceutical and insurance industries. That's who the winners are today.
Kennedy says when seniors do get around to reading the fine print in the bill, they won't like it.
Right off the bat, the pharmaceutical and insurance, the HMOs particularly, are going to get $12 to $14 billion to promote this prescription drug plan and entice seniors to quit traditional Medicare and to join the HMOs. We've tried that in the past. As soon as it's not profitable, they leave.
Reaction to the bill was decidedly negative at the Field of Dreams softball complex in Sun Lakes, Arizona, a retirement community about 24 miles from where the president was speaking.
I don't believe it's worth anything for the seniors anywhere in the country, as far as I'm concerned.
69-year-old Gene Metcalf, having a smoke after a softball game, gets his prescription medication south of the border. People here in Sun Lakes and other retirement communities routinely board buses for Mexico to buy pharmaceuticals for a fraction of what they pay at the corner pharmacy. Others mail order them from Canada and elsewhere. But a provision in the Medicare bill will make it harder to do that, which leads Metcalf to believe that the bill is more about politics than affordable prescription drugs for seniors.
When he campaigned to become the president of the United States, he was going to do so much more for the senior citizens with the Medicare bill. This is absolutely, believe it or not, I honestly believe it's a farce. It's just a deal to say, well, I did something, come on back and vote for me.
Metcalf won't be voting for Mr. Bush next year and says he won't renew his membership in AARP, the retiree advocacy group that backed the measure. The AARP's endorsement of the plan prompted protests among many of its members. As many as 15,000 people quit the association in response to the group's support of the bill. But plenty of other seniors say the only thing that would have been worse would have been doing nothing at all. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.